It's time now to take five for your community, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. And today we have Paula Ventile-Smith and Tom Dennehy with us from the Davies County YMCA. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. We're going to talk swimming this morning. And Paula, we'll start with you. For those not familiar, Paula is the new aquatics director at the Davies County Family YMCA. And Paula, big things going on at the YMCA pool, isn't there?
There sure are. We have lifeguarding classes. We have swim lessons starting. They've already been going on. There's just all kinds of things happening. New hours, longer hours for the summer season. Best thing I can say to parents and grandparents and aunts, uncles, and cousins, get your kids into swim lessons.
You know, absolutely. Safety around the pool is so important. And Tom, how much of a godsend was this lady when we found her at the YMCA?
Good supervision and leadership in any program is critical, but mainly in aquatics, because do you realize, Dwayne, the second leading cause of death in young children is drowning. And I don't think people think it's never going to happen to me. Well, unless you do something to prevent that, it very well could. So that's why we're here today. Hopefully something like this would never happen in our community. But the only way you can deal with it is, one, to learn to swim and swim well, and then constant supervision. And that supervision is to be an arm's length away from your child in the water at all times. There are a lot of signals where, and we see it with our lifeguards, where kids are crawling along the side of the pool, wading in deep water. Another trouble sign is bobbing up and down. It is a real issue. On the other hand, congratulations to all the teachers and kids who got through school, but it's time to swim. It's time to get in the pool. And
yeah,
so they're going to be going in droves in the next couple days. So that's why we want to encourage people. As Paula said, we got the classes are 11:35 to 12:05. And that's designed so working parents can take a lunch break. We have another one at 12:05 or 12:10 to 12:35, so that and it happens that, hey, I got a little bit of time here. And the new design is Monday through Thursday. A child goes to school, they don't go one day, you know, they go 5 days a week. This is 4 days a week so that we can really measure progress in the lesson.
And Paula, this is for all walks of life. You're never too old to learn how to swim. Some adults may not have had the swim lessons as a child and may not know how to swim. It's okay. Come on and learn now, right?
Absolutely. We actually have a couple of adult private swim lessons right now going on. One lady's entering a triathlon and needs to learn to swim. So she's taking lessons.
And back to what kind of going on what Tom was saying earlier, it can happen in the blink of an eye. If you just take your eye off for 1 second, the young child can fall into that pool, and it scares you. So it's so important, so important. Can't stress that enough.
Absolutely. About 60% of kids who drown do so within 10 feet of safety.
Wow.
We're
talking a lot about swimming pools, Paula, but a lot of times in the summer, they'll go to lakes, streams, whatever.
And, water parks.
And there's no lifeguard, per se, on hand at a place like that.
Absolutely not. And sometimes all a parent has to do is look away for a couple of seconds and...
That's it.
Yeah.
So, again, I know it seems like we're sounding critical, but really, Tom, in essence, it is critical. We want to pound this point home. You need to know how to be safe around the water.
Well, it is. It's a community need. It has been since the dawn of civilization. Again, we just want to bring it to the forefront and realize that you can do something about it. Aquatic safety education and swim lessons are the way to go. We also have a swim club that meets on Tuesday and Thursday night, which is a swim team atmosphere where we have four swim meets. That starts June 5th. All these classes don't start next week, but they start the week after. So there's time to come down the Y, get registered. The program's for boys and girls, members and non-members. So we encourage you to think about that, get that planned, and we're looking forward to it.
What type of cost are we talking about here, Paula?
You would ask me that question. I don't really know off the top of my head.
Yeah,
Tom,
I think it's 28 for members and like 54 for non-members.
Okay.
But I want people to understand, too, that swimming is a lifelong skill. Once you know how to do it, you've got it forever. And it's fun. It's absolutely fun. And the kids have fun taking lessons.
And great exercise.
Yes, it is.
And Paula, we have one more life-saving class coming up, correct?
Yes, that is June 14th, 15th, and 16th, I believe.
All of this information you can find on the Facebook page at the YMCA, the website, or just stop by the YMCA and get on board. Again, safety around the water, that's what it's all about. Paula Vantile-Smith and Tom Dennehy, our guests from the Daviess County YMCA. So many opportunities to learn how to swim this summer at the Y, and so valuable, such an important skill. Guys, thanks for sharing the information. We appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you, Duane.
Take 5, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram.